Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, Shay Thomas here at WIT Connect with my producer, Michael Lauer, and it has been just an amazing day, hasn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's winding down, but that's not really fair to say. Everyone's really still energetic, but we are kind of coming to a close here tonight, and it's been a fantastic event.
Yeah, it's getting towards the end, but I'm looking out in the crowd, and it doesn't look like anybody wants to leave.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Well, our next guest here, we have Alan Stukowski and Gemma Philibin. And again, I told you I would try my best to pronounce it, but I'm going to stick with Alan for now.
That's fine.
With Ronstadt. I did get that one right.
Very good.
Now, if you would, Alan, tell me a little bit about what you do at Ronstadt.
So first let me say that the fun is really happening inside right now. We're right outside the bidding booths and the bidding tables, and we just got to see a $15,000 bid for meetings with NCR, which is just unbelievable. And Bill Van Curen has given up a good bit of his time to really sponsor this WIT Connect. It's just an amazing event. Sorry, back to your question.
Oh, no, it's fine.
About me.
It's fine. We didn't get to go in there. We've been kind of hanging out here the whole time.
We're living off of your words.
Yeah, you guys are missing out. It's quite an experience in there. It's incredible.
I feel like we have an inside man now.
There you go. I'll come and give you tips and tell you what the highest bidders are every once in a while. So I am CIO for Ronstadt U.S., here one of the largest staffing firms in the U.S. and solutions. I have a team of about 200 here in Atlanta and Fort Lauderdale, and we staff about 100,000 people a week. So we have quite a large need in projects and have many solutions that can really help many of the companies that are here as well as listening to us on the radio.
Huh. And how about you, Gemma Philibin? What is it that you do for Ronstadt?
Well, I'm on the Enterprise Solutions team, so I have the greatest job in the entire world. I get to talk to executives about their problems and bring subject matter experts to the table and figure out how to acquire the talent they need in this tough market, which, in all actuality, we're running out of people.
So you are boots on the ground.
I'm boots on the ground, boots in the air, and bringing boots to the table. So
nice.
I'm kind of covering a lot of territory here.
And I know I've already said this a couple times with our other guests, and a lot of people have been hitting on the talent. There's a really high demand in this field for the talent in not just with women, but in general. And a lot of the businesses are thinking of better solutions to stand out and bring in the best talent. Could you maybe compound on that and how it ties in with WIT maybe? Or
sure, absolutely. Our organization, doing what we do as a core competency, has to keep a pulse on what's taking place as far as the talent. And I guess if you walk away with nothing, please keep in mind we will run out of the knowledge worker and talent in the technology space. So when we look at what's going on in the talent field, where the talent is, how they want to be employed, how they want to work together with organizations, it's getting really challenging. So you have some companies that are flexible, some companies that aren't, some companies that just really need to get the projects done. So when you look at women in technology, it's emerging. We need to actually engage more women in technology, and the WIT program's been phenomenal in helping to encourage young women and really motivate them to look at career paths in technology. But it's a phenomenal field because it never gets stagnant, it never gets old, it's constantly changing. But with that also spurs a lot of problems. How do you keep up with the changes?
Yeah, and I mean, I've talked about this before earlier too, is I'm kind of stubborn to change too. I'm like, I'm still on Windows 7, I don't have a tablet yet.
You don't know what you're missing.
I don't, and it's... For me, I'm just kind of stubborn and stuck in my ways.
A little slow, maybe?
Yeah,
I can speak to that a little bit as a partner over here. But how does that – but Shay brings up a good point here. I think some employers are having that same Shay bug going around. So how do you combat that? Because you're trying to help them, right? So you got to be nice, right? But at the same time, you got to let them know that they don't change, they're not gonna survive.
We provide data. We tell them what's going on with the marketplace, and here's the statistics and the data. Here's who you're competing with. Here's what the talent wants to do. As a large organization, we, again, have to keep a pulse on what's taking place. So we put a lot of resources into knowing, as subject matter experts, what's taking place, what their interest levels are, what's transpiring. So we can provide the data, but we have to really consult with them and share with them, look, if the talent is wanting to do it this way and you don't want to employ them that way, kind of good luck, but let me help you understand what's really transpiring. So really, from a consultative perspective, here's what's taking place, here's the trends, and here's what other organizations similar to yours are doing with these types of challenges.
How does that affect your work day, Alan?
Yeah, and it's really changed the way we attract people and engage and keep them engaged within our company. And Gemma spoke about some of the insights that we have as Randstad. We do a ton of research into what's the best way to attract a candidate, what's the best way to engage and keep them happy with your company. And I've changed some of our processes as to how we hire, but more so once we bring somebody on board, we try to make it a very flexible but fun place to work where people feel proud of what they're accomplishing within their projects. They understand why what they're doing is really impacting the bottom line of the business. And that's critical to make somebody feel important, but also really like they're adding a huge value to the organization. And that's helped keep our people.
Right. All right. So I was going to ask, answer my next question. Do the cobbler's kids have shoes here? You know, are you practicing what you preach as far as, you know, talent acquisition and keeping that revolving door shut?
Yeah, I would say we do within my team, right? It's almost 200 people on my team, and we're constantly focused on attraction, but engagement. We survey our troops on the team all the time to see how they're doing, what's motivating them. And we've come to find out we really have to have two strategies. You really get into the millennials strategy that you want to implore, and then you have more the baby boomer strategy that's those that have been working in the business world for a few years. It's really two-phased approach, and I think that's what's worked for us is how we motivate. We've got two approaches.
So what are you trying to get out of being here at WIT today? I mean, what's your goal here? I mean, you guys are here for a reason, right?
So I'm one of the auction candidates today. My team is on the block, and Gemma is here to see if there's any great offers to meet some outstanding companies within the Atlanta area, which many of them are here today. So we really have two different missions. I'm trying to raise my auction block and market myself, which is not something an IT person does very often.
Any strategies there?
I just please beg whatever
drop
it takes.
And bend over slowly.
We're working on that. but no, really, it's about sponsoring the WIT Connect and making really that name get out there and improving what they do every day, which is just so impressive. We've got a huge group within our company around women powering business, and that's a big initiative. Gemma can tell you more about some of the things we've done there, and it's just amazing.
We work very closely with a lot of organizations. We're very active, involved in charity organizations in the community, all the way down to helping to sponsor and motivate young girls to look at technology as a career path. And it's very interesting because there's such a gap. And the education process as a whole needs to start really young with these girls to understand what the opportunities might be. And, you know, there's some disconnects in some instances where the school system teaches a certain way, but the reality on technology and the career paths and the opportunity and how kids perceive potential opportunities, trying to close those gaps, that's also a part of being involved with WIT.
Sure.
We're very passionate about that because as an organization like ours that works with so many companies and solves so many problems, we know there's a shortage of talent. We know that gap's going to be greater as we continue to improve with the economy. But how do we get more people motivated in it and being a part of the catalyst and sharing with them what types of opportunities and aligning with organizations that want to also partner with us to help explore career readiness and different paths for people in general, girls, young kids, to explore technology. It's very challenging in a lot of ways when you look at the talent, the young kids coming in and how they use technology today versus how we were ever exposed to technology, the management, the recruiting, their expectations, how they want to be employed. It can be very challenging, very challenging.
Well, we're not going to keep you off for much longer. We got to get our inside man back in there and get him on the chopping block.
I'll be back to give you updates.
All right.
We'll go in there and drive the price up for you.
Highest bidder.
Please.
But just before we let you go, give us, how could people learn more about Ronstadt, like website or any more about what you do with WID or anything like that?
Can I give him my phone number?
Oh, you're more than welcome. you can give them your phone number.
Actually, they could gain a lot of information on our website, but as a large organization, we have a lot of different operating companies underneath a strategic workforce solutions organization. But they're more than welcome to go to the website for sure. They'll learn a lot about our organization. But just keep in mind, solving resource challenges is what we do best. But we're very nimble, we're very flexible, and we can find the talent. It just depends upon how organizations want to access that talent.
Awesome. Well, we will be back live at WIT in just a little bit.